Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Richard DeKayser back on the show. Richard is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, next year will be his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the economist for the Parthenon Group. And we've known Richard a long time and value the things that he has to say whether he gives us his evaluation and his opinions, his wisdom about the economy, about the marketplace. And he's got some things to say to us today. Richard DeKayser, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Richard, let's take a segment and wrap up 2010. What was the good, the bad, and the ugly for 2010?
Well, you know, 2010 was really a year that is in the eye of the beholder. By math, it was a decent year. Specifically, real GDP growth, the total output of goods and services, the indicator that most summarizes our economic activity. This year, we haven't got the books closed yet, but based on what we know so far, it looks to come in somewhere around 2.8 or 2.9% real GDP growth. Now, is that good or not? Well, most economists think that
what was that number again?
Potential is somewhere around...
What was that number again, Richard?
2.9.
Yeah, okay.
So most economists think the economy's long-term potential rate of growth is somewhere closer to 2.6, 2.7, so basically about average.
Right.
Maybe a little bit better. Unfortunately, however, we're coming out of the deepest recession since the 1930s,
right.
And we've got a lot of slack still hanging around. So
a lot hasn't improved much. We've got a lot of toxins to still wash through the system, too, don't we?
Well, right. Unsold homes, idle factories, unemployed workers, all of that. I mean, really what we need to get back to a normal economy is GDP growth of 4% or better.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I said it's in the eye of the beholder. By historical standards, it's a pretty decent year. But given where we're coming from and trying to dig out of this, our way out of this deep hole, not really adequate.
Well, the reason I agree with you about the eye of the beholder is we asked our visitors to our website and our newsletter subscribers this week, how was 2010 for your business? And a little over half said they either had a good year or a great year, and the rest had just barely better than the previous year, or they actually felt like they were still in a recession. So about 50-50.
In fact, that's very characteristic of this kind of moderate growth economy. You're going to have a big mix. Some businesses have done extremely well. Some have done poorly. It depends on where you are and what you do.
Right.
So that fits that fits the numbers very well.
Let me ask you a question about the stock market. You know, the stock market had a pretty good year this year.
Yeah.
And we've said in the past that the stock market was a leading indicator of the economy. And I can remember hearing that and then seeing it come to pass. I'm starting to feel that there's a disconnect between what's good for Wall Street and what's good for Main Street, the Main Street national economy. And I'm not so sure that 2008's success of Wall Street is going to be a real leading indicator for the economy. What do you think? Am I right about my idea that things are changing?
Well, you're definitely right about the disconnect. I'm with you on that. Generally speaking, the stock market, as you said, is a leading indicator. Other indicators that real people care about on Main Street, you know, we talked about employment, are tend to be lagging indicators. So when you're in this stage of the business cycle, that is to say, going from year one to year two of an economic expansion, typically you'll see stock prices advance and earnings, corporate earnings, are going to put in about a 30% gain in 2010.
Right.
But you don't see that trickling through to the labor market where
right.
people really feel the economy. So it feels like a huge disconnect. So point number one, yep, the two have not been in harmony. the second part of your question, though, is this going to this disconnect going to persist? In other words, are we getting false signals from the stock market about the economy in 2011?
Right. And there, is this an anomaly, or is this a condition we're starting?
This is, I think, this is a relatively standard business cycle phenomenon whereby leading indicators are leading, lagging indicators are lagging, and in time they will bring come into sync. And I think 2011 is going to be that time.
Really? So you think? You think the manifestation of the stock market being a leading indicator will be in evidence in 2011?
Right, and for a variety of reasons. Number one, you pointed out, Jim, it's expectations. The stock market is all about what people expect. Usually they're right, and not always. So investor expectations are looking up. But what it also tells us about executives. If executives are feeling more confident, they're likely to pull the trigger on those big investments, those tough hiring decisions.
Right.
And importantly, it's also a big factor for the consumer economy. You know, one of the defining characteristics of the last Great Recession was that we had the greatest ever wealth lost since the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, equities are a big piece of many people's portfolios. So as that begins to come back, we start to see consumers spending a little bit more liberally.
That's exactly
what we observed over the course of 2010.
Hold on to that thought. Richard DeCaser is our guest, folks. He's with the Parthenon Group. I'm Jim Blassingame, Tweetail, where we've got more to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.